Well, I'm going to just turn it over to you to introduce yourself and your business.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, hello, everyone. I am delighted to meet all of you. I want to start by thanking Rita, who is the one who invited me, and she's been very kind about accommodating my schedule and my busy Christmas season and all of that. And so I just think it's really sweet of her to think of me and reach out and allow me to be with all of you. Thank you for joining us. I'm going to be talking about some stuff that I hope you guys are all interested in, although, frankly, I'm still burned out from Christmas, and the thought of starting into another holiday season, even if it's just Valentine's Day, is a little bit more than I can bear. But I'm here to talk about my beautiful products and the ways you can use them, share them, wear them, gift them, or, of course, buy them for yourself, which is the best kind of present there is, the to me from me gift. It's perfect. I get it right every single time. And so I'm going to tell you a little bit about my company, which is a small business. It's called Elegant Insights Braille Creations. And for those of you who want to follow along as we chat here, I'll start by telling you where to find me. The name of the business is, as I said, Elegant Insights Braille Creations. But the URL on the web is elegantinsightsjewelry.com. So elegant is E-L-E-G-A-N-T. Insights is I-N-S-I-G-H-T-S, and be sure to put the S on the end, because as I say every time I give a presentation, S is plural, elegant insights plural, because I'd like to think I have more than one. Jewelry is J-E-W-E-L-R-Y, so https://elegantinsightsjewelry.com. And that is a website on which you will find a wide selection of jewelry, gifts, and accessories, all handcrafted, made in the USA, and embossed in Braille. Relatively recently, within the last few years, we've also purchased an engraving machine, because over the years, I've had quite a few requests for both Braille and engraving. So we did purchase an engraving machine, and now there are select items on the website which are available in engraving. And I got really creative with some of our tools, and in fact, I've ended up using the engraving machine as a way to actually design some items that are engraved only. So I'll talk about those over the next hour or so. But if you go to Elegant Insights, I'll just tell you about some of the features on the website. First of all, for those of you who are not tech savvy and who are not the least bit interested in browsing the web, or maybe you just don't feel comfortable placing an order on a website that you've never heard of before, I understand. And therefore, I put my phone number right on the homepage. And I encourage anyone who wants to call, if you just want to ask a product question, if you want to make a suggestion, if you want to discuss a design idea, give me a call. I'll just give out my number now. And I know this is being recorded, so it's 702-605-1265. That's 702-605-1265. 1265. And as I like to say, we speak human. I don't hide behind the website. I like to make myself available to my customers because I have a relationship with my customers that I care about. And of course, part of what I'm offering is not just pretty jewelry, but it's important to me that my customers feel like they matter when they shop with me. You know, I'm blind myself. I'm totally blind as the result of an eye disease called retinitis pigmentosa. And when I go shopping, it's upsetting sometimes the way I'm treated. I mean, if I'm lucky, I'm ignored completely. But sometimes even when I get help, I get the deer in the headlights look. And then sometimes I get the people who just haven't the faintest idea how to help me, and either they make the situation worse or more uncomfortable, or they're just so unhelpful I just can't get my shopping done. And, you know, I don't like feeling like my money isn't just as good as everybody else's. And so I want to make sure that my customers don't feel that way when they do business with me. And so that's why I invite you to call if you like. You don't have to. Also, there's a contact link right on the homepage. And if you click contact, it opens up your email client. So if you're a writing kind of person and you prefer email, your email will go directly to me. So you can, you know, let me know if you have a design idea or something that strikes your fancy. You have a question about it. Maybe something about my description was unclear, and we can talk about it. Also on the website, I do have a newsletter. And I know, especially just after the holidays, we've all been bombarded with marketing and newsletters. I mean, I got newsletters from some companies multiple times a day. It drove me insane. So I'm pretty particular about how often I publish a newsletter. It's no more often than once a month, unless I have something specific I need to let you know about, like a shipping deadline, or if I want to share a new product or an upcoming event with you that I want you to know about. So I invite you to subscribe to the newsletter, in which I pretty much just tell you about new products, stuff that's, you know, maybe new for spring or something I'm working on for the future. And to that end, I also have a blog, which you can subscribe to, which is a separate subscription. Because again, you know, some people don't want marketing messages. And some people may not be interested in the blog, so I give you the opportunity to subscribe to them separately. And on the blog, I don't really talk about my products as much as I talk about jewelry in general. The process of shopping for jewelry, whether you go to Kay Jewelers or you're having shopping for an engagement ring or a wedding set or whatever it may be, can be a little intimidating. And there's a lot of vocabulary associated with shopping for jewelry. And if you don't know some of this vocabulary, you know, you go shopping, or maybe you send your guy in to go shopping for you, and he is, you know, cross-eyed staring at this person who's using a whole bunch of technical jargon. And how are you supposed to know, especially if you can't see? Even back in the day when I could see, jewelry is one of those items that is usually displayed in a glass case. So even if you were to bend over and press your nose to the glass, you're still trying to peer at something that's very small, that's still 6, 8, or 10 inches away, because it's on, you know, like a velvet tray or something inside this cabinet. It's not the kind of thing where you can just pick something up and examine it closely, because then they'll be calling security, who will be following you around the whole time you're in the store. So, you know, sometimes shopping for jewelry can be intimidating for a lot of reasons. And so I use the blog as a way to provide a little bit of education. You know, I'll talk about industry news. I'll talk about design innovations. I'll even talk about, you know, what the celebrities are wearing sometimes. Like a couple of years ago, there was much made of Lady Gaga, who was performing with her co-star. The song was nominated for an award for her performance in A Star is Born. And she was wearing an eye-popping necklace that was a heart-shaped diamond pendant surrounded by diamonds hanging off of a diamond encrusted chain. You could have seen it from the back of the auditorium. And it's so enormous and so huge and so extravagant. There were a lot of questions about it. Like, who designed this necklace? Where did she get this necklace? Well, as it turns out, it didn't belong to her at all. It was actually borrowed. And there's a long history behind this necklace. So I wrote an article about the heart necklace that she wore during the Academy Awards. And so that's the kind of content you'll read on the blog. And so I invite you to subscribe if you like to read about jewelry, if that's your thing. If not, well, then maybe you might just be interested in shopping for gifts for loved ones. And as I said, we not only offer jewelry, but we have gifty items, we have fashion items, we have some practical items, accessories that are really fun, something for everyone. We do have gifts for both ladies and gentlemen. I would say we don't have anything I would necessarily say would be appropriate for children. Because a lot of our items feature small parts and pieces. Little beads, tiny crystals, little charms. You know, and if anything were to fall off, it, you know, would make a choking hazard. So I don't recommend our jewelry for maybe anybody who's, under the age of 10, perhaps. But the idea of Elegant Insights Designs is that everything is centered around the idea of a charm. And the charm is shaped like the idea it's intended to represent. It's not just a representation of an object or a flower or a butterfly. It's actually the shape, the outline, the silhouette of a butterfly. So if you know somebody who loves butterflies, for example, our butterfly necklace is obviously the shape of the butterflies. You can feel her pretty little wings and her little antennae. And we braille emboss on the body of the charm. The metal that we use for all of our jewelry is what I would describe as contemporary. Brass, copper, stainless steel. We do have some sterling silver. So I would call these contemporary metals, but are not necessarily precious metals. We don't currently offer anything in gold or platinum. So everything is very affordable. I will say that. Almost everything on the website is $50 or less, although we do have a few sets and more elaborate items that are more expensive, you know, from $50 and all the way up to several hundred dollars. So it's quite a range, but I even have items on the website that are $5, $15, $25. So there's a little something for everyone. And as I said, our jewelry and accessories items are embossed in Braille, and this is not a representation of Braille. It's standard Braille dot sizing and spacing, and it's readable Braille. We don't glue it on. We don't use puff paint. We don't stick it on there with stickers. We actually use tools and jewelry tools and metalworking tools, and we do everything by hand. When I say our jewelry is entirely handcrafted, I mean it's entirely handcrafted. We don't buy pre-made jewelry and stick something with Braille on it. If there's a clasp, a crystal, a bead, some sort of embellishment, we put it there. So we make absolutely every bit of the jewelry by hand. And as a result, we're pretty flexible. So not only do we have plenty of items from which to choose on a website, but we do a pretty robust custom design service. If you see something on the website you love, but you want to know if it can be modified to suit some gift recipient, friend or loved one that you have in mind, give us a call and we can talk about ways to modify the design. Or if you have a dream piece of jewelry that you've always wanted and you need some help bringing your idea to life, we can do that too. We have available to us just practically anything under the sun. I don't have everything you could possibly want in inventory per se, but I personally curate all of the gemstones and the charms and crystals and everything we use to embellish our products. And if you say to me, I want something with emerald green beads and silver colored crystals and white freshwater pearls, well, I will go shopping and I will find all of the components that you request for a custom design. And since my customers are either blind or low vision, I have found that my customers especially love the sound that our jewelry makes. Everything is very jingly jangly. Our signature style is more like dangle necklaces and charm bracelets and dangle earrings. Very few of our pieces are what I would characterize as demure. So if you like chains that are, you know, the size of dental floss and you don't like your jewelry to be noticed, then don't shop with me, because I can promise you that all of our jewelry gets attention and you will get compliments. Everything is very sparkly and contemporary. We don't do anything that I would describe as vintage or antique. Everything is very contemporary looking. And as I said, we have jewelry that fits into a theme. Most of my designs are grouped in a motif or a theme or a collection that I give a name. So when you go to elegantinsightsjewelry.com, you tab through the site. And at the top of the site is our logo and the usual navigational links that take you to our about page and, you know, the shopping cart and all that normal stuff. But the link that you're going to want to remember is the one that says Shop the Boutique. If you tap on Shop the Boutique, it will take you to our category page or our collections page. And all of our products are grouped into collections that have a theme, as I said, and I've given a name. So, for example, if you love all things sea life, you will love our Suddenly Summer collection, because everything in that collection is all sea or marine themed, or I guess you would say a beach motif. So there's dolphins and angelfish and seahorses and crabs and seashells, and the color palette is very beachy. There's shell pink and peach and beach sand. And some of our items have turquoise, like a vivid turquoise mother of pearl and turquoise colored crystals, because the color palette is meant to represent all things sand, sun, and sea. So we have earrings and cute little accessories that I will describe in more detail in a minute, but that's an example of a collection that has a motif or a theme. Another one is our Falling in Leaf collection. So if you love all things autumn, oak leaves and maple leaves, pine cones, acorns, the warm burnished colors of fall, like forest green and burgundy, you will love the Falling in Leaf collection, because that is representative of all the icons you love about autumn. So as you tap through all of our collections, you'll see we have quite a few of them. And I've also cross-indexed all of our collections by the type of jewelry you might be shopping for. So let's say, for example, you just want to see all the necklaces we offer. Then just tap on necklaces. And the necklaces tab will, or I should say category name, will bring you up all the necklaces we have to offer across all of our collections. If you want to see all of our earrings, just tap on earrings and it'll show you the many earrings we have across all of our collections. So you can shop by the theme or collection name, or you can shop by the category or jewelry type. So that's what you'll see when you tap on Shop the Boutique. But if you skip past that and just keep tab down the website.
Excuse me, Laura.
Mm-hmm.
I just tapped on your necklaces link, and I'm just browsing on my phone here as you're talking, mm-hmm. and I got an error 404 page. I'm not sure why.
So. On your phone, I don't quite know how to fix that. But on my web page, when I get that error, I just refresh the page. But I will definitely look into that.
I can refresh it. I mean, but yeah. I just thought you'd like to know. So.
Yeah, thank you. No, I appreciate that. I'll go in after we're done and check that out, because, you know, then how are you going to see my necklaces? If it says the page isn't there. Yeah, it's there. I don't know why it's not showing up, but who knows? It's cyberspace and, you know, who knows why any of this stuff happens, but thank you for letting me know. So those are most of our collections, and we have quite a few of them. But going back to the homepage, most of the items that I feature, whether it's something for the holidays, whether it's something for Valentine's Day, whatever the holiday is, I usually feature those items on the homepage. So that is basically a rundown of the website and the different ways to contact me. And I will say that in addition to traditional jewelry, we also offer accessories like purse charms, cane charms, wine glass charms, bookmarks, and even business card cases. So we have giftable items that maybe you'd like to give your significant other, a key tag featuring his favorite football team. We actually have football themed key tags. We have ID-style bracelets. You know, if you're going to give a guy a bracelet, the only kind of bracelet he's probably going to be inclined to wear is something like an ID-style bracelet that has the rectangular plaque that goes across the top of your wrist and then has chain that secures on the underside of your wrist. So it's a simple design, but you can have us braille emboss your name or his name or your initials or your wedding date, or we can even engrave and braille emboss so long as there's plenty of room. And so the only thing to know about braille specifically, for any of you who read braille, you know that braille is big. And so we're limited as to how much braille we can fit on something. And if you think of the proportions of a piece of jewelry, let's say, for example, you want to give somebody the butterfly necklace I was talking about earlier. Most of our charms are about an inch or so across. Like a butterfly pendant, for example, would be an inch across, or a heart pendant would be about an inch across. We do have a number of different sizes of charms on which we emboss braille, but most of the charms are roughly about an inch or so. And so that means we can accommodate up to 4 cells per inch of braille. That's about what it works out to. Now, you know, we like to leave a little bit of white space around the edge. So like, let's say, for example, you wanted a heart pendant necklace that says love on it. Well, love fits. It's only 4 cells and it works out to be about 4 cells per inch, but we leave just a little bit of room all around the outside so that it, you know, the white space sort of frames up the braille. We don't want to squeeze anything on there because, number one, then it's hard to read if we squish it on there. And if we use standard braille dot size and spacing, then it's readable and we want our braille to be readable. On the other hand, if you wanted a larger pendant, we do have some that are larger that do have a little bit more room, but not a great deal more. So that's something to keep in mind, especially if you want something with braille on it, and then you also want us to squeeze on engraving. Now, engraving is a little bit different in that if we're going to do regular letter, you know, alpha letter character engraving, presumably you're giving it to somebody who can see it so that they can read it, read the engraving. In that case, we can adjust the size of the letters to just about anything. So if you're doing something with the word love and then you want their initials underneath, we can use standard braille for the word love. But then underneath your initials or his initials or a date or something like that, we'd have to make it pretty darn small. But a sighted person could read it. Conversely, though, if you're giving a gift to a loved one who has some vision, maybe they can read large print. We do have a couple of items that are quite a bit larger that will accommodate larger text. For example, I mentioned bookmarks earlier. Our bookmarks are 6 inches long by 1 inch wide. So that's a lot of real estate for braille or engraving. You know, we've done Bible verses. We've done quotes. We have bookmarks with the braille alphabet. We have bookmarks that are already embossed with little fun little sayings. We even have a braille bookmark that's a braille ruler. It's a bookmark, but it has the number markings on it as though it were a ruler down the side, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4 along the edge of the bookmark. And it actually says in braille, braille rules on the bookmark. So it's a bookmark that looks like a ruler and it says braille rules. It's very cute. But that gives you an idea as to how much more room there is on a bookmark. And we recently got an order for a bookmark that has a saying on it in both braille and engraving, and both fit beautifully and it looks great. So those are just some things to think about.
The necklace's link works on the computer, by the way.
Yeah, isn't that funny?
It just doesn't work on my twin's phone.
That's weird. That's, you know, so obviously the page is there. I don't know. Like, you know, I mean, obviously jewelry design is my thing. Technology to me is just a big mystery.
I refreshed the page and it just took a while to load. So it does work. I just had to refresh it.
Well, but still, the first thing you should not be presented with is the page isn't there error.
Yeah, actually, that was not the first one I looked at. I was looking, I've been, I've been eyeing the sitting kitty Vang Kane charm thing for like months now. And so I was actually looking at that first. So,
well, I'm glad you brought that up, because I was just going to say that while we do offer traditional jewelry like bracelets and necklaces and earrings, I am especially partial to some of our accessories. I love, in particular, I'd say our most popular items are actually our purse charms and our cane charms. So for those of you who don't know what a purse charm is, I mean, the easiest way I can explain it is to say it's jewelry for your handbag. Does it do anything? No. It's just a decoration. But if you've got a handbag, a favorite handbag, and you're the type of person that loves the same handbag and you've been carrying the same battered handbag for, you know, 10 years, but you want to change up the look every now and again, adding a purse charm is a great way to do it, because it's adding a little bit of bling, a little bit of fashion, a little bit of style to a bag that's maybe seen better days. Or maybe you want to pull out a color from an outfit and you want to kind of color coordinate, but you don't want to give up your favorite bag, but you still want to add a little bit of color to it. Our purse charms, I would describe them as, think of a charm bracelet. And all the way down the length of the chain, you have cute little beads and embellishments and charms, and it's very jingly, jangly, and very dangly. Now, orient it vertically, so you're holding it with your fingertips at one end. Our purse charms have a clip at the top that is large enough to attach to the hardware on your handbag. So where the strap connects to the body of the handbag, there's usually a ring or a buckle or a D-ring or even a chain, some sort of hardware. Our purse charm clasps to the hardware in your handbag. Then there's a short length of chain on which we've added beads and crystals and sweet little embellishments that fit the theme of the purse charm. And at the bottom, at the opposite end of the chain from the clasp, is a larger pendant charm. And the pendant charm is really where the theme of the purse charm comes into play. So, for example, she just mentioned the kitty. We have a sitting kitty. We call it the Kitty Craze purse charm. So again, there's a clip at the top, a short length of chain. On the chain, we've attached to all the links of the chain little charms and embellishments and icons that you would associate with kitties. There's little sitting kitties. There's curled up sleeping kitty. There's a kitty licking her paw. There's a kitty with a heart little cutout in her chest. There's a little wire yarn ball. We created a tiny, tiny little kitty collar that's kind of sparkly and blingy, because, you know, kitties have to wear a sparkly, blingy little collar. And there's all sorts of sparkly beads and embellishments all along the length of the purse charm chain. Then at the bottom is a sitting kitty with the word meow, braille embossed in grade 2 braille on her body. So that is the Kitty Craze purse charm. And almost all of our purse charms are $35. We also have, in many cases, in all of our various collections, matching cane charms. So a collection might include a bracelet, a necklace, and earrings, but it also might include some accessories to go with it, like a matching purse charm or a matching cane charm. And the cane charms are meant to be a little decoration for your mobility cane. So at the top, there's a little clip. And the clip in the case of a cane charm is very small. It's much smaller than the clip on the purse charm, because the clip on the purse charm has to open very wide to slip over the hardware or the strap of your handbag. Whereas the clip of the cane charm is meant to clip onto the cord of your white cane. It's also shorter. Our purse charms are usually about 5 to 6 inches long from top to bottom, and our cane charms are usually about 4 inches at the most from top to bottom, because we don't like them to be too long or too dangly, because we don't want them to get in your way. So The little clip at the top clips to the cord of your white cane. It could be at the loop end. It could be at the long end. It could be at the knot at the top of the handle grip of your white cane. Sometimes there's a little space in between the top of the handle grip and the knot. You can clip it there if you want to. There's a short length of chain. When I say short, I mean it's really short, like 2 inches at the most. And then there's the little pendant charm at the bottom. So back to the kitty craze, we have the kitty craze purse charm I already described, and the matching kitty craze cane charm has the pretty sitting kitty at the bottom, as well as quite a fewer beads and charms and embellishments, because again, you know, the cane is something, we don't want your charms to get caught in a door or hooked onto a handle, or you know, if the elevator door is closing, we don't want your charm to get stuck in the elevator door or the button on your sleeve or something like that. So the cane charms are much less elaborate than the purse charms. And the cane charms are $20. So that gives you an idea. There's a difference in price, a difference in size, and a difference in how many beads and doodads and charms we put on them. And we have purse charms and cane charms in just about every theme you can possibly imagine. The ones I described already, the marine theme, the autumn theme. We have snowflakes. We have doggies. You know, for those of you who are dog lovers, we have the kitty craze, and we have another one called the dog days purse charm and the dog days cane charm. So we have kitty craze and dog days, purse charms, cane charms. We have pride themed cane charms. We have simple shapes like hearts and stars and butterflies. We have guitar picks. Those of you who are music lovers, or maybe you want to give a gift to a musician, we have a guitar pick. And the guitar pick cane charm is braille embossed with the word rock. And the embellishments along the length of the chain are little teeny tiny baby stars. So rock star. If you can think of a theme that we haven't thought of yet, feel free to pass it along. I'm always looking for new design ideas. And just to give you an idea of what's coming in 2023 on the drawing board now that I'm working on for this year, I'm going to be launching a whole line of music motif jewelry. We have a lot of blind musicians in our community, singers and musicians and audiophiles and producers and a lot of people who are really talented musicians. And so I've received quite a few requests for music jewelry, which previously we've done as an individual custom request, but I'm working on a line of braille jewelry with a music motif. So treble clefs and notes and musical instruments. And I designed a purse charm featuring a plethora of musical notes and musical symbols and instruments. And at the bottom is actually a disc that we've used our engraving machine on, and we turned it into a record album. It actually has the engraved tracks in it, just like you would see on a record album, for those of you who've never actually seen one. I know nobody's seen record albums anymore, but even on CDs, if you look at CDs, you can sort of see the different sections where the, you know, they've divided up the different sections of whatever content is on there. And then in the center, you have the label, and in the center of the center, you have the little hole where you'd slide it onto a record turntable. And again, for those of you who have no idea what that is, I doubt anybody under 30 has any ideas what a record player is.
Well, you know, records are back in these days. So, you know, a lot of people have turntables and things nowadays.
Oh, sure. I know. I'm just playing. But still, we've got a record album as the main pendant at the bottom of our purse charm. So we intend to roll out a whole line of, you know, music themed jewelry and accessories this year. So that's one of our new motifs that we're working on. As I said,
Laura.
Yes.
I have two questions. Could you design a 16 inch silver looking necklace with four letters dangling separately, A, C, B, I, in turquoise? What do you think that would cost?
Oh gosh, I don't know. I would have to ask you some more questions. When you say letters, do you mean the alpha letter characters?
No, Braille.
So the Braille would be on like little discs maybe or hearts.
However you did it. I mean, it would not be on one single.
Right. You want
pendant.
Four separate Braille
separate
letters.
Mm-hmm. Because people would want to figure out what they were. That'd be the challenge of the necklace.
Well, the Braille dots are embossed onto a piece of metal, so the metal would be a charm, and the charm would be a shape. And that shape could be anything from, you know, just a little round disc, which I'm kind of partial to because, you know, you think of a Braille dot, it's, you know, a little round dot. So Braille dots on a tiny little round disc would kind of be apropos. On the other hand, we could do it with hearts. We could do it with stars. Four little dangling stars would be cute.
Yeah, that's fine. I was just trying to do a basic thing with silver-like effect on the chain, mm-hmm. looking like mm-hmm. silver. What do you think they'd go for, $25?
About $50. Cool. That's what most of our simpler necklaces go for.
Okay, thank you.
Sure. So we have a couple of other items that I would definitely not place in the jewelry category per se, but items that can be customized with Braille that suit a different context entirely, like our business card cases. We have two different styles of business card cases. One is more like what you would think of when you think of an executive business card case. It's all done in stainless steel. And it's a silvery color. We add a Braille embossed nameplate or plate to the front of it. It has a lid that snaps down. And then we can customize it with your name, your business website, email address, telephone number, whatever it is. We can do it in Braille or engraving or a combination. I had a customer request a business card case with his name in Braille, but his phone number in engraving, that so that in case he ever lost it, you know, nobody who picks it up or finds it in an exhibit hall or, you know, a restaurant or wherever he accidentally leaves is going to be able to read the Braille. They're going to have, you know, no idea what it says, but they're going to be able to read the phone number. So he asked us to do his name in Braille, his business name in Braille, and his phone number in engraving. So that's one way you could use a combination of Braille and engraving. We have another style of business card case that's done in colors. And we have 9 different beautiful colors from which to choose. The cases are made of aluminum. And if you have a brand, if you have a small business, if, you know, if you're a crafter, if you have an Etsy shop, you have a brand logo, brand colors, if you love, you know, maybe your colors are blue and silver or gold and black or whatever. You know, we have business card cases in a whole bunch of different colors. We have ballet pink and red and green and blue and black and gold and all sorts of really pretty colors that might suit your business logo or theme colors. We also have, you know, as another gift for the guys, although, you know, I mean, it's sexist to say gift for the guys now, gender neutral gifts. We have military style dog tags. Now, when I say dog tags, I'm not talking about dog bone shaped tags for dogs. I'm talking about the dog tags that the men and women of our armed forces wear. It's essentially a rectangle with rounded corners. And we have a couple of different sizes of these. And what's great about the military style dog tags is, again, they're larger. They're smaller than a business card. So that just gives you an idea. They're smaller than a business card. We have one that is a standard size that fits up to 2 lines of up to 7 Braille cells per line. And we have another one that is both wider and longer, and it fits up to 4 lines of up to 9 Braille characters per line. So the only thing you really need to remember if you are choosing something that you want us to customize for you is that you have to remember that special characters like the number sign or the capital letter dot, spaces and punctuation count as a character. So if, let's say, just going back to that heart shape, for example, that I said was about 1 inch wide and can fit the word love, if you have a long name like Elizabeth, it isn't going to fit. But if you're willing to go with something like Liz, we can fit the dot six for the capitalization sign and L-I-Z, which is four, you know, makes four characters, dot six L-I-Z. Or again, another example, why not Beth for Elizabeth? And if we do it in grade two Braille and do the TH contraction, then we can do dot six, which is capital B-E, and the TH contraction, which is four cells. So we can massage the Braille to make it fit in a variety of different ways. There are some people who are incredibly particular about their Braille, and they want it just as it would be in any printed text. And then there are some people that do not care. And they don't care if there's a capital letter sign. They don't even read grade two. They just want every letter spelled out so that they can feel each individual letter. And we will accommodate whatever way you wish. Often I will double check with you as to what you want. If there's a question, for example, between standard grade two Braille and UEB, for example, where there's been some, you know, some changes into some of the contractions and some of the rules. And I can't honestly claim to be fluent in all of that. So sometimes I'll ask you, you know, what do you want here? How can we better make this fit? We also have other sizes of shapes. For example, I mean, we have a heart shape that goes all the way up to 3 inches across, which nobody's going to wear on a necklace around their neck. That's enormous. But we do have some that are large enough for the words, I love you. So ladies, if you're looking to drop a hint this Valentine's Day, we have some great heart jewelry. And one of the items we do have is a heart pendant that says, I love you in grade two. So it's the capital I, like in the upper left shoulder of the heart. The word love is across the center. And at the bottom where the heart comes to a point, it's the grade two contraction for you, which is the letter Y. So that's on a heart that's about an inch and a half across. And that's available in your choice of metal and gemstone combinations. You can choose brass with lavender jade beads and purple crystals. You can choose copper with rose quartz beads and rose colored crystals. Or you can choose stainless steel with blue agate beads and silvery hematite beads. So that, you know, that gives you an example of kind of what we're all about. Dangles and charms and beads and embellishments. Most of the time for our jewelry, we use a toggle clasp. And for those of you who don't know what that is, that's also called a bar and ring clasp. So you can slide the bar through the ring, which is much easier to manage if you have dexterity issues, if you have vision issues where, you know, those little clasps are impossible. When you have to break a fingernail to open up a little clasp, I hate that. And in a lot of our necklaces, we use the clasp in front as a fashion piece. So our necklaces have the toggle clasp, which is worn in front. And then we dangle all the beads and charms and embellishments off the ring of the toggle clasp. It's very high fashion looking. It's very unique. And people will definitely notice it and tell you that is one super cool necklace because it's original. And we design everything in-house. I design all of our jewelry, every bit of it. And as I said, we make it here. And in many cases, we make it to order. And so that's another thing I would just want to share with you that, you know, we're not Amazon. And we don't have a back stock of a bunch of pre-made stuff that we would ship out and it would get to you in 2 days. So much of what we do is custom, or we're trying to accommodate some, you know, some custom aspect. Most of what we do is made to order. And the result is that you don't get it as soon as you wish you did. And I wanted to let you know, because if, for example, you wanted to buy something for one of your loved ones for Valentine's Day, that order is going to have to be placed at some point this month, because we need time to make it, polish it, package it, and ship it, and it has to get there on or before Valentine's Day, especially if you want to give it with, you know, I don't know, maybe put it in wrapping, if you want to wrap it, if you want to ship it on to somebody else, if you want to give it, you know, I don't know, at dinner, or if you want to add it to a box of chocolates or whatever. So for the holidays, for example, we actually cut off taking new orders about mid-December because that's how long it takes us to get everything made, get our fingerprints off of it, get it packaged up and shipped out in time to get under the tree, because most people want to gift wrap something that we send, or they want to add it to a box of gifts that they ship on elsewhere. So allow plenty of time. If you want to give somebody a gift for their birthday, we can ship it directly to your recipient. But if you have a drop dead date by which that item must arrive, tell me when you place your order, because I'll let you know. You know, there is absolutely no way this can happen.
We have
unless,
a question.
Unless, A, you're willing to spend for overnight mail, or, you know, your gift recipient isn't that particular about when they get their gift. So just be flexible is what I'm saying. So, yes, you had a question?
Yeah, I've asked them to unmute the one person who raised their hand.
Oh, okay.
Hi. Your talk is very, very informative. Thank you. I have a question about... do you have any lion necklaces? You know, lion look like a lion's face, or
I don't,
because I'm in the lions, and I thought I'd love to have something with the lion on it.
That's interesting. I'll look around. I'll see what I can find. I've seen some, what I would call, you know, wild animals. I've seen elephants.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen, I've seen several different birds, you know, wild birds, but I don't recall ever running across a lion shape from any of my suppliers, but I'll look for that for you. I guess I'm kind of thinking of like a horoscope, you know, like Leo the lion for a horoscope.
The logo is one lion looking one way and the other lion looking the other, you know, the past and the present. You know, mm-hmm. or the future, the past,
interesting.
And the present. It's their faces, That's their logo. So you can have someone go on the website or something, because it's always, you know, they're looking the opposite directions.
Yeah, well, you know, drop me an email and I'll look around for you and see if I can find something.
Okay, thank you.
Sure. Believe it or not, it's already 10 minutes to the top of the hour. I told you I don't stop talking. So I'll just leave it up to questions from here on out. You guys can ask me whatever you like.
Anybody else got questions?
This is Deanne. I just see that you had a lot of jewelry based around holidays. I saw the 4th of July, and I saw Christmas, and of course I saw fall. I was wondering, do you have any decoration, any Easter-related?
I do. I do. In fact, our Easter cane charm is new this year, or I should say new for 2022. We have several items that we have in a sequence that we call Charmed by the Holidays, and I think that must be what you saw. We have Charmed by the Holidays purse charms and Charmed by the Holidays cane charms. And in the Charmed by the Holidays cane charms, we have the Easter cane charm. And it is so cute. It has a little white bunny rabbit and a tiny little sparkly carrot. And it's embellished with natural freshwater pearls in pale pink and mint green that are in the shape of eggs. And then we add little, you know, spring, really sparkly pastel crystals and, you know, pink and green for spring. And then at the bottom is a tactile egg that's decorated so you can feel that it's an egg shaped, but it also has colors on it, like if you were to, you know, dip an egg and colorize an Easter egg. And across the body of the Easter egg are tiny, tiny little raised dots that are not Braille, but they're little raised dots that are colorized with a pearl enamel. They look like tiny little pearls scattered across the Easter egg. It is so pretty and so different. And it's only $20. So look for the Charmed by the Holidays cane charm, and we do have one for Easter.
Laura,
mm-hmm.
What would it cost to design a very simple bracelet with, you know, some letters on it in Braille, ballpark, stainless steel.
You mean like a link chain?
No, very simple. Well, as simple as possible.
You know, our least expensive bracelets on our website are $35. And
okay,
they
are
the type of bracelets that are called, we call them expandable dangle bangles. They're a wire bracelet. They're a slip over the hand style bangle bracelet, but they expand a little bit so that if your hand is a little bit larger, you can open up the bracelet so you can slip your hand through. And then when you let go of the little stations that you slide together to open the wire a little bit wider, it snaps back to its original size. So it's not stretchy per se, but it does expand a little bit. And we have a ton of those in all sorts of different motifs. And if you wanted something with letters on it, you know, I'd have to know what, you know, what they are, but we could do something like that for $35. That's what most of our inexpensive bracelets cost. Or alternatively, you might want to take a look at our ID style bracelets. Those are a little bit more expensive. They start at $40 or $45, depending again on what you want, how much Braille we're talking about. It's a simple design. There's no beads or doodads or anything dangling off of it. You could put a name or a date or something like that. Fits, you know, 4, 5, 6, 7 characters. We can use different size pieces of rectangle metal. We can cut it, you know, if necessary to make it fit the letters you want. And something like that can be, you know, as low as $40 or $45, depending on how much Braille you want on it. So you have a couple of different choices, both under $50.
Anybody else?
I am. I am a big fan of, like, purple and silver. I don't know why. I love those colors.
Well, purple
so
is my favorite color, so I'm feeling you.
Yeah. I guess I was wondering, like, do you have any, like, necklaces with like lots of purple and silver kind of things in it?
Yes. Yeah, we do. You know, since purple is my favorite color, also my company brand colors are purple and teal. So when you go to the website and you see my logo at the top, there's a description of my logo and it says, you know, the Elegant Insights logo or the words Elegant Insights in teal and purple. So those are my favorite colors and I've created a whole line of jewelry with teal and purple. And like I said, you know, I've got purse charms with purple. You know, we can do anything for you. If you wanted something specifically with dark purple, like a royal purple or even lavender, you know, we have freshwater pearls, for example, and a pale lavender. So if you prefer that version of purple, we can do that. So, you know, just drop me a note and we can talk about what you're thinking of. And if I have something that already exists on the website, I'll send you a link to it so you can read the description or maybe even have a sighted person describe the photo. And if it's close enough to what you want, you know, we can certainly alter it to put your own message on it or, you know, another charm instead of a butterfly. Maybe we could do a heart or something else.
I was wondering also about your, I think it said Desert Sun necklace.
Mm-hmm.
What does that look like? Because the picture just said it was on a vertical background or something. So I don't.
It's very unusual. I would say this is one of our more elaborate necklaces because okay. It's all done in a desert color palette. I live here. I live in Las Vegas. For those of you who don't know, I live in Las Vegas, and so we're, you know, in the middle of the desert here. I happen to love the desert. I happen to think it's beautiful. It's not everybody's cup of tea, but I think it's beautiful. And one of the things I love about the desert are the unique and interesting tones of the desert. Everything from like a, you know, a mauve sort of rose quartz color to sand dunes and, you know, the strata of the different rock formations. And so the desert necklace is intended to showcase all the colors of the desert. There's a sun charm on it that's Braille embossed with the word spirit in grade 2 Braille. So the sun charm is in brass and the rest, and it's an asymmetrical necklace. So one side is just beads in different sizes and shapes all the way down the necklace to the bottom in the front. And on the other side is a chain that also has some beads on it that is broken up in the center by a sun charm.
So it's beads on one side and beads chain and a sun charm on the other. It's very unusual. And it's also more expensive, but that's, we call that the desert sunset necklace because it's meant to look like the setting sun over the desert.
Thank you so much for that description. I appreciate it.
Sure.
Anybody else have a question?
Ooh, we're finishing right on time. I love that.
Yeah.
Okay, so one last time, I will tell you that my phone number is 702-605-1265. Just click contact on the homepage and send me an email. Or you can go window shop at elegantinsightsjewelry.com. And thank you again, Rita, and all of you for having me for this hour and listen to me carrying on about my favorite topic, which is jewelry.
Thanks. Thanks for coming.
Sure.
Thank you, Laura.
Thanks, you guys.
Do you ever go to the ACB National Conventions and
Oh, I've been there. That's where... You know, I've been in business now. We're going on 12 years, and the ACB National Convention is where we made our debut.
Are you going to Schaumburg?
I am not.
Okay.
But I, you know.
Since Schaumburg is fairly close to us, you know, we're all in Indiana, and it's in Illinois.
Yeah.
We're hoping to get a bunch of us over there for this national, because we just don't get to go to the Nationals are too far away, cost too much, and,
exactly.
You know.
Well, it's all of that plus, you know, booth space is not inexpensive. And by the time, you know, you add the airfare, the cost of the inventory, I have to pay an employee to go with me. You know, it ends up being so expensive and it all has to be paid for up front. And, you know, if it's not very well attended and I don't sell a lot, then it's a huge financial loss for me. And I'm just a small business. It, you know, it's really hard. So I have to pick and choose which events I go to. I really wanted to go to, Rita had invited me to, you know, your state convention and I had really wanted to go and I couldn't make it. And, but one of these times, if they, you know, put any of these conventions a little bit closer to the West Coast, I'll go.
Okay.
Yeah, Indiana and Ohio are not close to the West Coast at all, but,
it's tough, you know, not everybody can get to every single one of them. It's so expensive.
Yeah, it is. It is. Well, thank you so much.
Deanne has something.
We enjoyed it. And Deanne
has something.
Some shoppers from us.
Deanne has something.
I appreciate it. Thank you.